Let me tell you the difference between Hanukkah and Christmas, besides the fact that they're spelled differently. You open your first present at Christmas, it can be something like a diamond ring or a bracelet or a large tricycle or a bicycle or a laptop computer or an elaborate video game. You open up your first present on Hanukkah, it's a pen and pencil set.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Pen and pencil set. Come on. Seriously?
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird. If you like that sort of thing.
It's not even a number two lead pencil. It's number three.
Whatever. All right.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. This is what it's like. It sounds very similar to this. Hey, how you doing? Sit back, will you? Cut it out. Sit back. Stop leaning forward. You're making me nervous. Hey, I usually don't get very politically serious, but every once in a while, it just happens. And I just want to start the show off with something kind of serious, then I'll get into my wacky, crazy self, and we can have a good time. Recently, Donald Trump made a comment at one of his, whatever you call those things he has, campaign speeches. I don't know what you call those things. Stand-up comedy act? I don't know what you call it. He said very distinctly, without question, he said that he would like right now to remove all Muslims from the country, shut off any Muslims coming into the country, close down all the mosques, which is their place of worship. Thus saying, as he did about Mexicans, that he's sure that there are a few good ones, but they've all got to be stopped. That one bad Muslim, one extremist is all Muslims. And as we don't know which is which, we have to treat all the same as enemies. Didn't say it in so many words, but obviously that's what he said. The reaction from around the world is like their mouths just drop open with like, what? This country, the United States of America, used to be the prime example of a melting pot where this nation built its strength on the diversity and cultures of many and all. And what Donald Trump is doing is very dangerous, and let me explain why. And you may be a Donald Trump supporter, and you will stay a Donald Trump supporter. It's like a religion. You can't change your mind. I understand that. But let me just tell you this, the way that I feel about this. Extremists such as ISIS or ISIL, whatever you want to do with that title, their main objective is to have the entire Muslim community and many religions throughout the world damn the United States. If the United States, thus Donald Trump, because people don't know the difference between Donald Trump and the United States necessarily, if the United States is going to consider a posture of shutting out Muslims, then ISIS was correct. ISIS is trying to start a war against these types of things. And ISIS can very easily say to all Muslims, of which there are millions and billions, ISIS can very well say, you see, the United States is your enemy. They have declared war against all Muslims. And then ISIS starts to be able to use that phrase, we're winning, that Charlie Sheen phrase. You can't have that under any circumstances. The United States has got to take the posture that, no, Muslims are our friends, extremists are our enemies. But that's not what Donald Trump is saying. Donald Trump is saying all Muslims. He's playing right into the hands of ISIS. That means more Muslims will turn on the United States as a result, just as ISIS is calling them to do. What Donald Trump is doing is very dangerous. Also very wrong. Also very un-American. And that's all I wanted to say. There are a lot of people in this country. There are a lot of people in this country. That's the end of the sentence. There are a lot of people in this country who are fairly ignorant. And you can travel throughout the United States and you can find fairly ignorant people all over the place. And these are people who hear something that somebody said and find that to be the gospel. When you're in urban areas, you find a little bit more of an expansive opinion, a little more of an educated opinion. When you go to many parts of this country, you don't find that. You find people that know absolutely nothing except for what they've heard and take what they've heard to be the gospel. This country is not as intelligent as one might think. And Donald Trump plays on that. Again, if you're a Donald Trump supporter, whatever. Whatever. But what he's doing here is not only foolish, stupid, but it's manipulating and it's dangerous. Donald Trump knows better. Donald Trump is a businessman. He has dealt with Saudi Arabian business people for decades. He has Muslim friends. He knows better. Yet, the fact that he knows better doesn't play into what Donald Trump is doing. Donald Trump is trying to expand and build on his cult, on those that don't know any better, on those that will take his word as the gospel. It's very dangerous. That's why Donald is the Antichrist and a total schmuck, because he knows better. He knows better. And yet he's playing the Donald Trump show at the cost of his own knowledge. And that's pretty sad. Okay, that's enough.
Seriously, if this guy was any cooler, he would be pronounced dead.
True.
He's Ron Van Dam, and this is The Ron Van Dam Show.
Very true. Beep, beep. Da-dap, da-dap, da-dap. Beep, 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 beep. Well, it's the holiday season. Yay, yay, yay. Yay, yay, yay. Yay. Holiday season. I'm not into it yet. I think I will be like the week before, but until then, not. Sorry, no. Sorry. Sorry, can't get into it just yet. Sorry, no. However, the lovely lady with which I share my life in my house came home with Christmas stuff, and it was one of the things was a bow that she purchased at the dollar store. By the way, did you know that everything at the dollar store is a dollar? And some of them, actually, there's Dollar Tree, Dollar Store, Dollar Palooza, Dollar Deals. I don't know that there's like three or four dollar stores. Some of them are actually everything in it is a dollar because you don't have to have a sign up everywhere. How much is this? It's a dollar. How much is that thing? How much is that? That's a dollar. How much is the greeting card? That's a dollar. How about that box of spaghetti there? That's a dollar. Sir, it's a dollar store. Everything that you see on the shelf is a dollar. Well, how about that glass, that drinking glass? It's a dollar, you asshole. Everything in the store is a dollar. The sign on the store should be, it's a dollar, you asshole. It should say that. Then they go, oh, okay, oh, all right, that's actually a dollar then. Then there's some dollar stores which are not a dollar. They're in increments of dollars. Welcome to the dollar store. How much is that the drinking glass? That's $3. I thought it was a dollar store. Yeah, three of them. $3. I didn't say everything was a dollar. I said stuff in it has dollars in its price. It's not a dollar 50 cents. It's $5. Then there's a store 5 and below, which I thought was the room temperature in the building. Apparently it's not. It's everything in it is $5 or less. Okay, fine. Okay. All right. I mean, it's just getting a little ridiculous. So anyway, she goes to the dollar store and she buys this big red Christmas bow that she's going to put over my garage or our garage, whatever. I always get that possessive part of the relationship. I always get that wrong for some reason. I don't know why. Habit, I suppose. She buys this red ribbon to put over the garage, and it's got glitter on it, apparently. And so she buys that and some other crap from the dollar store. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say crap from the dollar store? I should call it the China store. Let's call it, it's everything that's made in China. It's all a dollar. I seriously, it's just like, why don't you just go to China and call China the dollar store? I mean, call it the dollar country. I don't know. It's a dollar. It's just a dollar. Too bad they don't sell cars, huh? How much is that car? A dollar. Oh, you go to another store, another kind of dollar. How much is that car over there? $32,000. I thought you were the dollar store. Yeah, 32,000 of them. Come on, man. So I get home yesterday after a long day on the road, and there are quite a few things that upset me, I must say. I am not an easygoing person. I kind of am. If there's 100 things, 90 of them I will be easygoing about, but 10 of them I will explode like a fish. Yeah, there's your analogy right there. You'll explode like a fish, huh, Ron? Oh, yeah, like a blowfish. Yesterday, when I came home, one of those things made me explode like a fish, and it's glitter. I cannot stomach, look at, stand, accept, tolerate glitter. GLITTER was developed by the devil himself or herself on a bad day. I'm serious, man. I can't do glitter. Glitter. Glitter was, I don't know who came up with this thing, but they should be executed. Glitter has a way of one little piece of glitter will eventually arrive on the other side of the earth. Glitter travels. It attaches itself to your life force, and it somehow expands. It you can find glitter in your ass Easter time. How did a piece of glitter get into my asshole? I don't know. That's what glitter does. It's glitter from Christmas. Glitter does not go away. It's like a fruitcake. It doesn't go away ever. It will appear everywhere. There'll be a piece of glitter on your face, right near your cheekbone. How did it get up there? I have no idea. It could be glitter from 1827. I don't know. The damn stuff never goes away. You can't recycle glitter because it doesn't disappear. So she brings home this bow filled with glitter. Now, a lot of people love glitter because it's sparkly. I mean, why don't you just look at shiny objects all day and go, yay, shiny object, yay. I mean, seriously, they're the kind of people that like bedazzling. And if you like bedazzling, I apologize. I'm not putting you down. I'm just saying you're not my type. People that sit around all day and bedazzle. And I don't even know what the hell bedazzling is. I think you take some clothing or something and you put little jewels on it, and then that's supposed to look stylish. That looks as cheap as hell. You might as well wear a leisure suit from the 60s, man, because you got no fashion sense whatsoever, in my opinion only, obviously. Bedazzling is one of the things that I cannot stomach. If a woman walks up to me and she's got a bedazzled t-shirt on, I will walk the other way and I say, excuse me, you're infiltrating my bedazzlement barrier. If I can see your bedazzling, you've crossed my barrier. I can't do the bedazzling. It just says something about your fashion sense that I can't tolerate. And it's probably me. It's probably just me. I mean, probably the whole world bedazzles. I really don't know. I never did a bedazzling survey. Never got a phone call interrupting my dinner at 6 o'clock in the evening. Excuse me, we're with the Survey Company of America. We want to ask you a few questions. Why, sure, go on, ask my question. Okay, question number one, do you like bedazzling? Oh, get out of here, get out of here. Oh, I hate you. I remember there used to be commercials back in the 80s for bedazzling guns or something. I think it was a little gun that snapped the bedazzlements onto your clothing automatically. And I thought, oh, someone's gone out of their way to fucking annoy me is what someone has invented something. They sat down at a big conference table and said, how can we annoy Ron so that he just goes crazy and nuts? Let's make bedazzling easy. How about that idea? That's what they did. So anyway, going back to glitter, I can't tolerate it. And one of the reasons that I don't like the holidays is because it's a glitter holiday. Don't do this to me as a joke either. Don't do it. If I get a greeting card, a holiday greeting card, and I open it up and there's glitter or the little sparkly glitter shit, as part of the card, I won't even read to see where it's from. I'll just throw it in the garbage immediately, as if a gigantic seething cockroach has just entered my home. Because that glitter don't stop. It's like going to the beach. I don't mind going to the beach because it's a peaceful, serene kind of thing. But sand is very similar to glitter. Not half as bad as glitter is, but sand is very, very similar, where one grain of sand shall be in your house for years and years and years. It will be in your shoes, first of all, forever. You can put your shoes in the washing machine 15 times and in the dryer and have them air blasted, and still there'll be sand in it. Sand don't go away. But I understand sand, because sand is in everything that we use. It's part of cement. It's part of the beach. It's sandy. Glitter. And I think I see a piece of glitter on the studio floor as I'm speaking. I can't even tell. I'm so paranoid. Anything that just shines a little bit, I think, is glitter. I start going crazy. My hands start to shake. And I have AFib. It's because of the glitter. It's just a horrible, horrible glitter. Oh, man. So she buys this bow. It's in a shopping bag with other items. She pulls the other items out of the little shopping bag, and the glitter is obviously falling off of the bow, because glitter don't stick. Glitter's main objective in this world is to attach itself to other things. It's like, you know, the movie Alien. It's very similar to that. It enters human beings and homes as a host. It uses it as a vehicle. By the way, I was watching Alien yesterday, and on the bottom of my screen, I have Comcast, and you probably have this with Verizon. It has the explanation when you change channels as to what movie you're watching on the bottom. It has the title and the year that it was done, how long the movie is. And every time an Alien comes on the TV a lot, it's on all these stupid Encore channels and all that. I always think it says Alan. Excuse me. Perhaps my eyesight is going bad where I can't distinguish a small I from a small L. I really can't. So I mean, I'm seeing people running around a spaceship, running away from this ugly monster, and I'm thinking, wow, this is very similar to the movie Alien, but apparently this movie is called Alan, and I don't understand why it's called Alan. Ooh. Anyway, Glitter is not my friend. Glitter is my enemy. Glitter, it's like if there's a devil, devil's got glitter on it. I truly believe that because glitter is just an awful thing. It will attach itself to anything. It's awful. So she pulls this other stuff out of the bag, and the glitter is detaching itself from the bow and starting to attach itself to other hosts. And I go freaky, and my woman says to me, "What the hell's wrong with you? Why are you freaking out about glitter?" And I every time I have to go through this every year and explain why glitter bothers me so much because it infiltrates me. It's awful. I will take a dump on July 4th. I will take a large, huge shit on July 4th, and there'll be glitter in my shit. And I have no idea how it got there. I don't know, but it's absolutely true. So don't even talk to me about glitter. Don't send me anything with glitter in it. If I'm in a store and I see anything with glitter, and by the way, with these holiday parties, some people actually wear, and on New Year's Eve they do this, some women wear glitter on their eyelids. Like instead of eyeshadow, they'll put glitter on them, and it's like, oh, you cannot be walking around like that. That is so dangerous because you got that shit all over your face. I will actually go up to a woman and say, you know something, you're a beautiful woman, but you got shit all over your face. Well, that's my glitter. That's shit, honey. What you've done is you've put shit all over your face. You might as well go into the backyard, scoop up the dog poop from the back of the yard and smear it all over your face. I think that would be more attractive than walking around with glitter on your eyelids because that is just, that is not acceptable. It's just not acceptable, and I'm not accepting it. We'll be right back after these words.
When you reach for a beer, what are you looking for? The finest malts, grains, and hops? An artisan ale that represents a modern take on traditional brewing techniques that master brewers have refined and treasured for years? A true beer-drinking experience? Or, like most of us, are you just looking to get fucked up on the cheap? Well, if you're like the rest of us, congratulations, your beer is here. It's Fockenhalter. It's not a great beer. It's not even a good beer. It's a beer that's $4 a case, and it's strong enough to melt the chrome off a trailer hitch. So kiss your liver goodbye and say hello to Fockenhalter. It's beer.
You're listening to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. I wish I could listen to it too. But sometimes he says bad words.
I have yet to get into the holiday spirit. I'm not really believing it. Maybe it's because it's 60 degrees outside in the middle of December. Maybe that's why. Probably not, though. I'm just really not into it yet. So I need to force myself to get into the holiday spirit. And sometimes I'll listen to Christmas music, and it'll somewhat get me in the mood, but not yet. I'll listen to Nat King Cole, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, and It's a depressing song. It's a very slow, depressing song. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your butt. It's just very droll and very like, oh God, my God, ugh, wow, Merry Christmas, ooh. If the winter holiday season reminds you of chestnuts roasting on an open fire, you have to like chestnuts. I know a lot of people don't like chestnuts, and yet that's romantic to them. Well, it's because, again, in America, we're told what to like. If I'm going to be holiday-ish, I'm going to need something upbeat and holiday-ish.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. And I don't care about the present underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking lit up on the fireplace. Santa Claus won't make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day.
You know what some people are actually doing for the holidays? Having a baby. Merry Christmas. What did you get me, a ballpoint pen? No, that's Hanukkah. I'm getting you a baby. What are you talking about? This is in the winter, people conceive. They say, hey, let's have sex. Well, that happens every day of the year, but this is let's have sex and have a baby. A big decision, man. Don't have a child unless you know you can afford it. Financially, yes, seriously, and give it a good life. If you can't do that, you really shouldn't be having children. Think twice, you know what I'm saying? It's not an entertainment thing. It's bringing a life into the world. Don't do it unless you can handle it. I mean, there should be a program. There should be, on the side of cigarette packs. You know, they say, you know, don't smoke if you're pregnant and don't smoke if you want to live and all that kind of stuff. Well, on the side of people, it should say, don't get this pregnant unless you can handle it. That's what it should say on the side of women's bodies. It should be printed on their thighs. And for some women, there's a lot of room for words. It should be printed on their thighs. It says, don't impregnate me unless you can handle this baby. That's what it should say, because that's the problem in America is we're pumping out people and we can't afford them. We can't give them a good life. And then we're all responsible for taking care of your children that you couldn't take care of to begin with because you didn't read the instructions on her thighs. Dr. Jill joins us now. Hey, Dr. Jill, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Dr. Jill is a board-certified OBGYN, television personality, and a butcher and a baker and a candlestick maker. You do a lot of things.
I do.
I know. This time of the year is one for joy and giving gifts, in some cases, in a very unique way.
Absolutely. When the weather's cold outside, people stay inside.
And then things can happen.
Yes.
Okay. We're talking about, of course, having a child or conceiving and things like that. And, it's funny because people don't really know, I mean, they know how to do that, but they don't discuss the smart things about it.
Exactly.
And now, there was a survey taken of 500 new and expecting mothers conducted by Wakefield Research and Frontera. And what did they come up with?
That essentially conception rates are higher during the months of November and December, and that women want to know, about 79% of women want to know the sex of their baby ahead of time.
Uh-huh. And is that possible to do?
It is.
Really?
It is.
Before you even conceive?
Not before you conceive.
Okay, all right.
Once you've conceived, but you can find out as early as 9 weeks of pregnancy, which is pretty early. Normally, it usually took till you were about 18 weeks, till you waited for your ultrasound.
Interesting.
Now, with specific testing, it can be as early as 9 weeks.
Wow. Dr. Jill, do a lot of people want to know, or there's a good percentage that say, no, I won't be surprised?
I would say the majority of my patients want to know. Very few do not want to know. They want to be prepared.
As far as picking out colors and furniture?
That, which is, of course, not the most important. I try to lead them towards becoming prepared in a different way with educational information.
And of what type? What kinds of information?
Well, for example, I recommend genetic carrier screening. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, you can have a Horizon genetic carrier screen that can test up to 274 different genetic conditions that you might pass on to your child.
Right.
Every woman has at least one genetic condition, and you want to know what your risks are. And, of course, some are way more prevalent than others.
I see.
For example, cystic fibrosis, sickle cell, Duchenne muscular dystrophy, spinal muscular atrophy, some of the big ones. And you won't know that you have an affected child until later. And so potentially this is good information to have ahead of time.
Yeah. And I know that in cases of Duchenne muscular dystrophy, it is carried by a particular sex. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Go on.
I mean, it's more common in males, and it is genetically passed. And there are occasions to have a de novo situation occur, but for the most part, they're carriers of the genetic disease.
Okay. Now, does that scare people, or does it make people just be more educated about it?
I think a little of both. I mean, it's a normal reaction to be fearful. Uh-huh. However, I think having that knowledge can be very reassuring, and of course, it helps you prepare.
Okay. All right. So are there any myths or things that you should do or things that you shouldn't do that aren't necessarily the case,
You mean in relation to getting pregnant?
No, in relation to once you are pregnant, how to conduct yourself, what things to do to keep you healthy during the pregnancy.
You want to make sure you continue your prenatal vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that you go to all of your maternity visits. A lot of people think, that's not very important, but it actually is.
Yeah.
You want to make sure you're compliant with that. And, of course, follow your doctor's recommendations.
Okay. Does the woman's age come into this? Is that a big factor?
It is, actually, because as you get older, you're more at risk for having conditions in your own self, like high blood pressure, diabetes, but you're also at risk after the age of 35 of potentially carrying or having a higher rate of developing babies that have Down syndrome or any of the other trisomies. So there is new technology out there that can test for that, and I recommend that for all of my patients.
Yes.
All of them, not necessarily the over 35.
I mean, there's no question that once you are pregnant, you must continually follow up with your OBGYN, and it's not just you become pregnant and then you don't see anybody for 9 months.
Right. You want to make sure you make it to all of your visits. And, of course, get the most information that you can so that it helps prepare.
Yeah. Hey, here's a crazy question for you, because we're always talking about the females. Are there certain types of males that maybe shouldn't be impregnating? Does age make a difference there, for example?
Actually, it does in two different scenarios. For one, I do recommend carrier screening from Horizon for men as well. It's not just for women, because a lot of the diseases, for example, are autosomal recessive, meaning both the mother and the father pass the genes on to the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, we screen the mom first, but the dad is definitely in play. The other issue is that men, as they get older, have an increased risk of potentially impregnating a woman that puts her at increased risk of developing such complications like preeclampsia. So advanced paternal age also plays a role.
It's, when we talk about this, it's kind of amazing that it is a miracle that children are actually born when you think of all the possibilities that could stand in the way of a healthy delivery.
It is. Pregnancy, for the most part, is fairly benign, but a lot of bad complications can occur. And as far as I'm concerned, as a treating physician, I recommend that my patients are as informed as they could possibly be so that we can prepare.
Yeah, and most of them want to be prepared and informed, I would assume. Of course, health insurance usually plays a major part in this.
It does, but most of these tests are covered by insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
And so I still recommend it. I find that people aren't asking the questions that I would want them to before they get pregnant. For example, like genetic screening.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Where do we go for more information here?
You can go to our website, Natera.com, Natera.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I'm going to play stupid for a second, but I may actually be stupid. You're not going to know for sure.
Okay.
your title has a lot of letters in it and nothing is spelled out whatsoever. And a lot of people might say, what is an OBGYN?
An OBGYN is an obstetrician gynecologist.
Okay.
And so that means not only do I deliver babies, but I also take care of women. My personally, I take care of them from the age of 2 to 102.
Wow.
All of their gynecological needs.
Okay. Wow. Okay. And that's why there's no room to spell all that stuff out.
Exactly. But you didn't even ask me about the FACOG at the end.
Okay.
There's all those bunch of letters too.
I'm sure there's a lot. There's a lot of letters involved. Hey, you're fun, and thank you so much for all the information, which is actually really vitally important. Thank you so much again, Dr. Joe.
Thank you, Ron.
Take care. Bye bye.
Take care.
Cute. Dr. Jill, ladies and gentlemen. Well, if you don't want to get a baby and you just want to talk to the toy guy, well, the toy guy is Chris Byrne. Chris, can you talk to me, Chris? Chris Byrne.
Good morning, Ron.
How are you today?
I am very well, thank you.
Great. Hey, welcome to the program. This is Chris Byrne, the toy guy, and we speak to him whenever toys are involved, and oh, my God, here comes holidays with toys. So we're kind of lost, you know, with technology and non-technology. I don't even know what to do anymore. I'm just thinking of a gift certificate, but that's not cool. So what do we do? What are the top picks? What are your top picks for this year?
Well, we've reviewed more than 5,000 toys at TTPM, and so I brought along a handful that we think are really going to be hot. Lego Elves. Skyra's Mysterious Sky Castle is part of the new Lego Elves line, which is a whole new rich story about a little girl named Emily who has to find her way home with the help of the elves, and it's a beautiful set when it's built. It stands just over a foot tall. It's got beautiful colors in it, three different mini dolls, lots of different things for kids to play with, very, very immersive, creative, story-based play experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's about $79.99.
All right.
At the other end of the spectrum, for $2.99, Puppy in My Pocket from Just Play. These are about 1-inch tall puppies, and you can see that you can recognize them as little breeds, like poodles and bulldogs and labs and all kinds of things. They're great collectibles for kids. Blind bags are about $2.99, and you might even get a super rare one, which is covered in glitter. There's also a pretty puppy palace, say that five times fast.
I will.
that comes with two exclusive dogs as well. So that's really kind of cute. That's from Just Play, about $2.99 to $29.99.
Okay.
And you can probably hear Elsa singing there.
Yes, I can.
Sing along. Elsa from Jack's Pacific. And it's a doll. She stands about 14 inches tall, and she's got the classic Elsa blue dress on, and she'll sing her song.
Yeah.
And then I can sing along with her, and then she'll pick up the song where I left off. She's about $39.99 from Jack's for 3+.
Uh-huh.
So to get out and get active, I loved walkie-talkies when I was a kid. Well, Spy Gear video walkie-talkies, they're video walkie-talkies. It actually has a two-way video communication in it that works from 160 feet away for 6 and up, $59.99. They're just really kind of cool.
Well, that's cool.
You can also use it as a spy cam.
I want that yes. One for me.
So I got three great app-based toys for you. Mm-hmm. Disney Imagine Academy Storymation Studio from Wonderforge lets you make your own stop-motion Disney pictures. It comes in sort of a little attaché case type of thing, and it has different sets and Mickey and Minnie characters, cutouts of the other characters. You use the Storymation app to take a series of still pictures, which the app then strings together into an animated movie. So it's really kind of fun, very immersive, about $29.99. That's exclusively at Target. And then you've probably heard a lot about STEM and STEAM and robotics. Well, Dash and Dot from Wonder Workshop are these truly innovative robotics that we've really enjoyed playing with. It's app-based programming, so there's many different apps. Kids actually make programming and coding as easy as finger painting as they draw on the app, and then the robots actually do what they create them to do. So they learn sequencing, all kinds of other stuff. Over 1,000 elementary schools have introduced those. And finally, Anki Overdrive. This is a sort of updated slot racing kit. It's got beautiful cars that drive on a track. You can play against the other cars, or you can play head-to-head because it's all driven by an app, and it's just elegant and wonderfully done. sold out last year. Probably going to sell out again this year because the new track is really great. It's about $149.99.
Okay. Now, I assume that all of this is available online. Are any of them available in stores?
A lot of things are available in stores. You're going to see a lot of things that are exclusive this year, like the Disney Studio.
Mm-hmm.
That's only going to be at Target, but you'll be able to find it at Target online.
Okay.
Also, you're going to find probably prices a little bit less than online, so it pays to shop around.
Okay, and it's easier to, isn't it?
If you know what you want, especially for toys, it's very easy to buy online.
All right. Hey, I guess that's all we have to know. You've mentioned quite a few interesting things, and I know you don't buy toys for talk show hosts, but if you do, the spy cam, please.
Okay. Awesome. Glad you like that.
where do I go for more information?
Come see us at ttpm.com or download our free app, Shop for Kids by TTPM.
Perfect. Hey, Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Chris Byrne, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Chris. He joins us every holiday season, and he'll do it again just before the Christmas thing with a part two of his little thing going on there. Ladies and gentlemen, I am now going to get my coat, please. If you could just go up to the bedroom and get my coat for me, I will be on my way. Excuse me? There are no more coats up there in the bedroom? Well, I brought my coat in. I wore a long coat. It was like gray, and there were gloves inside the pocket. What do you mean they're not there? Someone took my coat? Seriously? Oh, my God. All right. I don't know what I should do now. Should I call the police? No, it's just a coat. It's a very important coat to me because inside that coat was the Shroud of Turin. That's right, yes. I picked it up at the dollar store. Ladies and gentlemen, I am out of time. Have yourselves a wonderful day. Seriously, make it a good day. And, you know, use your brains. Don't listen to what people tell you, not even me. Gather information, not just from online, from websites and stuff. Gather information, talk to people. Find out what's going on in the world and around you, and form your opinions accordingly. Don't let somebody tell you what to think. That's dangerous. That's not what this country is about. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Goodbye now.
Unbelievably painful.
Whatever.